Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's marathon season, and two of the world's biggest races of the year are coming up this month. The Boston Marathon is Monday, and London's is a week from this Sunday. Nearly 70,000 people will participate in the two races. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock is our own marathon man, and he'll be reporting on the Boston Marathon for the 19th time, and he joins me in the studio. Hi there, Alex.
Good afternoon, Magna.
Okay, so everyone around here knows that you love the marathon in general, and Boston in particular, so tell us why.
Well, it started for me when I watched the 1972 Summer Olympics held in West Germany back in 1972. And during those games, Magna, Palestinian terrorists stormed the building where the Israeli athletes were living. This was in the Olympic Village. And that was the beginning of a hostage crisis that gripped the world watching on television.
I've just gotten the final word. You know, when I was a kid, my father used to say, our greatest hopes and our worst fears are seldom realized. Our worst fears have been realized tonight. They have now said that there were 11 hostages. Two were killed in their rooms yesterday morning. Nine were killed at the airport tonight. They're all gone.
That's the late Jim McKay on ABC television delivering that grim news that a rescue operation at the airport in Munich had failed, and all of the Israeli athletes were dead.
I mean, still, it's so hard to listen to that terrible moment. But how did it lead to your love for the marathon?
Well, so after that happened, the Olympics were paused for a memorial service. But then the games resumed. They continued, and there was competition. And I watched this happen.
Frank Shorter appears to be running to victory in the marathon through the streets of his old hometown. There he is between those trucks. And his old hometown is Munich, West Germany. He was born here, but he only lived here for a few months when his father was an army doctor. He is, of course, an American.
There was something that has stayed with me ever since I saw that. It was the contrast between just that horrible terrorist incident and then just watching this man basically by himself. He had broken away from the pack early in the race. He was just running so gracefully through the streets and parks of Munich despite what had happened. It was just a great thing to see. It stayed with me ever since. And Megna, as you know, tomorrow, April 15th, is the four-year anniversary of the marathon bombings in Boston. We all remember that. Frank Shorter was actually here that day. And when he heard the sound of the first explosion, he said he knew it was a bomb, just like he knew the sound he heard on that morning back in 1972 was a gunshot. So I think that's one of the reasons why what happened in 2013 had such a big effect on me, because it sort of tied everything together about all the things together about what I love about the marathon.
Alex, you are every day in and day out, you are a man of steel. So to see you still moved to this day by that story is it's getting to me too.
Yeah. So it's tough.
Yeah. What is it about the marathon now in 2017?
It's so huge now, Magna. 500,000 Americans finished marathons in 2015. People do it for charity. There'll be people running on Monday raising money for the foundation for the young man, the young 8-year-old person who was killed, 8-year-old boy who was killed in the marathon bombings here. Mm-hmm. So it's become an event, but it just remains a very personal thing for me, just people putting one foot in front of the other and going 26 miles.
Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. Alex, thank you.
You're welcome.